Lovejoy's College Guide. It's been around so long, you probably take it for granted. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lovejoy's is now in its 16th edition and has been owned by the same family since 1945. Its editors are Barbara Sue Lovejoy Strawn, daughter of the founder, and her husband, Charles Strawn. Charles says the guide started almost accidentally by Clarence Lovejoy back in the 1930s.
He was the alumni director of Columbia University under Nicholas Murray Butler. Max Schuster of Simon & Schuster was a classmate of his. Max sent him a telegram and said, how would you like to do a book on colleges? So in 1938, he came out with a book called So You're Going to College.
The book was in the form of a story, not really a guide. It wasn't until he got out of the service in 1945 that Lovejoy published the guide that is much like the one you see today. Detailed listings of all U.S. colleges, the degrees they offer, tuition, and so forth. Enter Charles Strawn, who met Barbara Sue on a blind date.
I came from a journalism family, and I said, what does your father do? And she said, he's an author. And right away, I was thinking of a Hemingway or somebody like that. And I said, what book does he do? And she said, Lovejoy's College Guide. And I said, what? And that made a pretty rough going for the next 36 hours.
But Strawn hit it off with his future father-in-law.
One Saturday evening, my father-in-law said to me, as he knew that we were very serious with each other, he said, now, what are you going to do about college? And I said, well, I'm 27 years old. He said, well, it's never too late.
Using Lovejoy's College Guide, of course, Strawn picked out Parsons College in Iowa because it had a trimester system. After college, Strawn signed on with Clarence Lovejoy, who died in 1974. Lovejoy's College Guide of Red Bank, New Jersey, is out every other year, an indispensable objective guide to every U.S. college except those without boarding facilities. Still going strong after all those years. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.